The English poet David White once wrote that the marvelous thing about a good question is that it shapes our identity as much by the asking as it does by the answering. But from an early age, we are often taught not to question certain things. It's a shame, really, because even Holy Scripture shows how questions can shape us. Did you know there are more than 3,300 questions in the Bible? God's questions for us, our questions to God. And both serve to remind us that our relationship is one of, well, dialogue. And we should find peace and comfort in the asking, for the greatest gift is not being afraid to question. So do you find yourself ever questioning God? And do you encounter the Holy Spirit ever questioning you? Well, I pray this meditation from Acts chapter 1 will help you be at peace in asking of God, rediscovering the power and peace that can come from a conversation with the divine companion, the Holy Spirit of God. This time and place are set apart by God as a holy moment for you to concede to His peace. So to begin your time of meditation, settle into wherever you are at this moment. And notice your eyes moving from open through a soft gaze to now closed. Notice your breathing. And start to become mindful of the accepting love from the Holy Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit present in and around you. Continue in this time of mindfulness by listening and then responding to this passage from Romans chapter 15. And as I lead us, respond, Lord God, may I discover as much peace from my questions as I do from your answers. And may the Lord bless the hearing and reading of his word. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace. And Lord God, may I discover as much peace from my questions as I do your answers. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing that by the power of the Holy Spirit, you will abound in hope. And Lord God, may I discover as much peace from my questions as I do your answers. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing that by the power of the Holy Spirit, you will overflow with confidence in his promises. And Lord God, may I discover as much peace from my questions as I do your answers. This time of biblical meditation is to help you be at peace as you dialogue with God. So choose to spend a few moments now, centering on this time as a peaceful retreat, asking of and listening to the Holy Spirit within you. Center deeper on your awareness of God, Son, and the Holy Spirit now through your breathing. Bring attention to your breath, each occurring without effort. Each breath reminding you of the give and take of the Spirit. Each breath a reminder of his peace. As you inhale, slowly exhale. Begin to think silently, Lord God, may I discover as much peace from my questions as I do your answers. Relax here for another moment, contemplating God's graceful answers to your questions, how His sovereign grace is sufficient. As your mind wanders, center once more on your breathing, thinking, Lord God, may I discover as much peace from my questions as I do your answers. Let the word peace, shalom, be your centering prayer. Do you question God? Well, you aren't alone. King David, Job, the prophet Habakkuk, the disciples, well, even Jesus himself cried out questions to God. So what are your questions? Are you ever afraid to ask? Well, even that fear is a question. What are you afraid of and why? Your fears can be a treasure house of knowledge if you explore them. So take a moment now to explore your fear of questioning God. Remember, you are safe. God is here. Don't fight against that fear and those thoughts. Let them come and simply note them for a moment as they drift on by. But allow the awareness of your drifting to return you to your breathing as God centers you back on the peaceful presence of the Holy Spirit. Focus on your breathing as you whisper, Lord God, may I discover as much peace from my questions as I do your answers. Now, in continued silent contemplation, reflect on the first of three scripture readings, and rather than focusing on each word, be mindful of the arching narrative found in Acts chapter 1, verse 8 from the New Living Translation, and hear it as though it was written by the Apostle Paul to you in his day. My dear friend in the faith, in times of doubt and despair, remember, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be a witness for Christ, telling people all about Him everywhere, in Jerusalem, and throughout Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. Which words in this passage spoke to you? Well, listen once more from your heart and how it's moved by this scripture. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses, telling people about me everywhere in Jerusalem and throughout Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. What deeper meaning did you hear this time? Well, may the Holy Spirit use that thought to guide you into deeper contemplation for this next minute. Thank you. Listen once more, but consider it now from a wider passage in the New International Version. Then they gathered around him and asked him, "Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom to Israel?" And he said to them, "It is not for you to know the times or dates the Father has set by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth." After he said this, he was taken up before their very eyes, and a cloud hid him from their sight. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Did you hear in the beginning how the disciples questioned Jesus? What became more clear after listening? Well, let that be your continuing contemplation for another minute longer. In this third reading, don't feel the need to react to the passage. Just let the whole experience soak. Listen to their question. What was the purpose of their question? And notice the response from Jesus. Let Holy Scripture here unite you with God in a way that surpasses thoughts as you listen once again from the New International Reader's Version. Then the apostles gathered around Jesus and asked him a question. "Lord," they said, "are you going to give the kingdom back to Israel now?" He said to them, "You should not be concerned about times or dates. The Father has set them by his own authority. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you. Then you will tell people about me in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria. You will even tell other people about me from one end of the earth to the other." And after Jesus said this, he was taken up to heaven. The apostles watched until a cloud hid him from their sight. So after listening, what is your next step towards God? This time is now yours as a gift of prayer. It's available to you. So, question, listen, question again, and listen again. The divine dance. So take a minute now, pause if you need more time, but appeal to him now in your way and in your words. Using your divine imagination and creativity for a moment, see the Holy Spirit preparing a meal for you. Imagine that. How do you feel as the divine companion whispers for you to sit? Let me serve you. Let me bring you peace. Talk to me. Question me. Listen to me. As you are present with the Spirit in your imagination over this meal, discern His divine presence in your life now, here, where you are. With your eyes closed, where is He at this moment? How are you encountering Him? Now, slowly open your eyes into a soft focus and look around. The Holy Spirit is everywhere around you, guiding you, listening, sharing. Reflect on a time in the last few days when you've encountered the peace of the presence of the Holy Spirit. Rest here in closing, centered and mindful of God's peace. And as divine peace is offered to you, be aware of someone you may meet along the path that has their own doubts and questions for God. How might God use you to reveal His sovereign peace to another? Consider that as I offer you this prayer of benediction, to remember you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. And you will be a witness for Christ, telling people about Him everywhere. May you know the calmness of Christ, the tranquil presence of the Holy Spirit, and encounter the peace of God now and always. And so when you're ready, whether it's sunrise or nightfall, you may expect to feel some stress, but then let your mind drift back to your breathing, and whispering, "Lord God, may I discover as much peace from my questions as I do your answers." Mindful of the peaceful state offered by the Holy Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen.